Mills Daily.
Another one?
The one for See It, Say It, Sorted.
Just make sure you pay attention.
Yes.
Easy. Radio.
One, two, three.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
I see mosh pits. Do you know where they are?
Oh, no.
I want Agnes.
Three, two.
Radio One.
Today's Scott Mills Daily features Becky Hill reviewing her own live lounge. You know what these artists are like? They're so harsh on themselves. They're just pop perfectionists.
I did think that. I did think she opened up during this, didn't she? Like, it all got quite deep after the live lounge.
Also, there's a bloke called Phil from Staffordshire who's taking it upon himself to climb Everest, but he's using the stairwell at Radio 1. Becky Hill and you provide some motivational songs.
Yeah, I like to think we really helped with this one, Scott.
An amazing funny business, and I'm now obsessed with films and TV shows only if they have subtitles. So we have a situation here where Chris thinks he's been misquoted.
Nah, it's... Right, so there's this article that's come out today.
We've just seen this now.
It's really good. To be fair, it's something I wanted to do. But you know where a quote becomes a headline? And it's clearly something I've said, but I've not meant it how it reads. The quote says, "Being surrounded by sexy people can take its toll." Now, what I'm not trying to give out here is the impression that working with sexy people every day is such a hard job.
What does that even mean? Do you mean it's because, like, we work at Radio 1 and there's loads of pop stars around?
Yeah.
And celebrities generally, like, quite fit.
Do you know what? All my mates are sending this picture of me with the quote underneath, "Being surrounded by sexy people can take its toll."
I mean, it must be terrible for you.
It was an article that I did for something called BBC Bite Size, and it is my attempt at trying to get across that actually I am a little bit fat. And I enjoy the odd pizza here or there.
Yeah.
But kind of, I've come to terms with that's just me. I'm not going to be like a Love Islander six-pack person. And I'm happy with that. And I just kind of wanted to share that a little bit.
You've made peace with your body.
Exactly, yeah. And that is actually the title of the thing. It says, Chris Stark, how I've made peace with my body and my belly.
But that's actually a really positive article and message.
Right, and that's why I kind of want to encourage anyone to see it, like my mates have.
Yeah.
And by all means, take a little bit of the mick out of me for the title of it, because it does sound massively arrogant.
What they've done there is they've taken one quote. Like, if they could have taken anything out of that interview.
Exactly.
And they've taken it, what is it again?
It's like a little bit out of context, because it says, being surrounded by sexy people can take its toll.
Mm. And what did you mean by that?
Well, I think what I was trying to say is that I see in my job, I see a lot of pop stars who look great, and we have people on the show who look great, and you can't help but naturally compare yourself a little bit. And you look great, Scott.
Thank
you. Know
you.
What? You go into the gym there. We've all seen the pictures of you, rippling abs and everything like that.
Well,
you can't
help
but
compare.
Not for
a while,
but yeah. You know?
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to say that, like, I'm sort of happy with myself, and I wanted to encourage other people that go on the BBC Bite Size website here to do the same.
I get it, because, a lot of people, when they come in here, like, we're never going to look like them.
Yeah.
That's not normal.
But you sort of have to come to peace with that a little bit.
Right, I get it.
And that's what I was trying to say, and it wasn't that, my job surrounded by so many sexy people.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here is extremely good pop star Becky Hill. Hello.
Hi, thank you. Extremely good radio presenters Scott Mills and Chris Stark.
Yeah. Hi. You just said that after all the drama of the live lounge, that we calm you down.
For some strange reason, yes.
I wonder what that is.
I think it's just, I mean, I felt like from watching you guys afar from when I wasn't famous, I wouldn't really class myself as famous. Let me start that sentence again.
You are quite famous.
Getting there. Mm. I always used to listen to your shows and think, I want to be friends with them too.
And now look.
And
now we're friends. And now you're doing the live lounge on your own.
And we are calming influence.
Yeah.
It was massive.
Are you happy? Must be.
But obviously you guys are going to play it back to me straight after, which is going to be really cringe. But I think I'd like to give it a review.
See, I like to think we know you quite well, and you're a perfectionist.
Yeah, for sure.
Beyond.
Right? And I don't think you see things often like how everyone else sees you and sees your music. And it was fantastic.
Yeah, maybe not. Thanks. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Let's see if I do.
See what I mean? I love it.
Do
you ever sometimes think, and I think this sometimes as well, and I literally just sit behind a microphone and don't have to really perform often. Do you ever think, and I do think this sometimes about me, for the anxiety that I get, I've picked the wrong job.
Yes, every day, every single time I wake up, I'm like, why my can't mum, I do anything else?
My mum says this, but she's like, Scott, you should have just got an office job or something. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, but like, this is the only thing that I can do well.
Right. And
ish.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, my boyfriend said to me the other day when I was in the midst of a temper tantrum / panic attack, he was like, you might have to reevaluate your aspirations if you can't handle this. And I was like, I can't do anything else.
But this is the other thing, Becky. This is what we love about you. I think people listening just expect, and actually I think even people that perform in the live lounge like yourself, you think that everyone just deals with it, everyone handles it, and actually it's so nerve-wracking, the whole thing, and it means so much to people that actually care about it and put effort into it. And when you care that much, actually it's nice to hear in a weird kind of way that you feel slightly affected by it, because it shows that you care.
Yeah, I'm just as normal as the next person, really.
You really are.
But
that's why we love you.
Thanks.
However, yours is next level. If someone said to me right now, oh, Scott, in 5 minutes, you've got to wear full makeup, go on stage in a glittery outfit and sing Better Off Without You, I'd be like, get lost. Right, in 10 minutes, we are going to review your live lounge. Becky Hill is with us.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Jerima, who is working from home today, WFH. Listen to us live after quite a long time, but loves the Scott Mills Daily Podcast from BBC Sounds. That's how she catches up with us. Welcome to the live listen.
You got to love the radio, haven't you? It's like a podcast, but with songs in.
I know, right? Wow. Justin Bieber, Jonas Brothers, Billie Eilish coming up. Come on. Becky Hill is here. Are you calm? Calmer?
I wouldn't use the word calm, but I would say I was calmer, yeah. Welcome. Thank you, guys.
We should start doing like meditation podcasts.
Candles.
That's how we should start this thing. We should get pop stars in when they've been in the live lounge and we just meditate. We just take a moment.
Right. Get yourself in a comfortable position.
That's good, that.
I'm actually going to put that down. Oh, yeah. You know, we've got like an ideas folder where we put stuff in. We just email it.
Can I get some PRS on that?
Yeah, of course. Meditate. Meditate.
Meditation.
With pop
stars. Post live lounge. Post meditation.
Live lounge.
We're right. Do a Brummy one.
Yeah, that would be good.
Really relaxing. Taking some really deep breaths. And close your eyes on the exhale. Sorry, I interrupted.
It's all good. Right, so here is your live lounge cover.
Here we go.
Becky Hill in the live lounge. No time to die.
I'm nervous to hear this.
Remember, you're good.
Off to a good start.
I'd leave alone.
I always think I'm flat there, but I'm not, so good, cool.
Just goes to show that the blood you bleed is just the blood you owe.
Cool, yep. All in tune.
We were a pair.
Could have held that note on longer.
But I saw.
Got the run there. Yep, tell him.
Too much to bear. You were my life, but life is far away from fair. Was I stupid to love you? Was I reckless to help? Was it obvious to everybody else?
Could have been a bit stronger, but whatever.
Come on.
Had I fall?
There's a falsetto bit coming up that I'm scared.
Fool me once, fool me twice. Now you're dead to paradise.
Yay!
Falsetto. Get on the falsetto.
There's just no time to die.
How good was the BBs?
Really good.
Insane.
The what?
The backing vocalist, sorry.
Do you know what I mean? In a weird way, like at the start, and I love it, but it almost doesn't sound like you because it's so soft.
Soft, yeah.
And I really loved it.
I wanted to give like a different side.
Yeah.
And I wanted to grow it so it wasn't just yelling the whole way through.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so true, because it is a softer side. It's like you're not going full beans at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. I prefer going full beans, yeah. If I'm being honest.
Because you can. Becky here on the Live Lounge. Oh, success!
Thank you so
beyond.
Much. Yay. Woo. So glad that's done.
Good. Now, there is a man called Phil who is here at Radio 1, and it's called Radio 1 Steps to Everest. Basically, he has always wanted to climb Mount Everest. We couldn't send him there, but we're doing it. Well, we started yesterday in his house. Today, he's here at Radio 1. He's climbing a lot for several hours a day to raise money for sport relief. I'm thinking if you and Chris can maybe hop by the stairs on your way out and just maybe just do some motivational stuff for him, because he's starting to really flag right now.
Just do some motivational stuff.
Just you do your thing.
Yeah. All right, we could be encouraging.
Maybe a couple of duets. Mm. How's your falsetto?
What, me and Becky?
Yeah. Mm. The dream.
We've not done that yet, have we?
Are we doing Becky Hill featuring Chris Stark? Or? I've been featuring on everybody else.
It also, I was just saying this earlier, it must feel good to be like, yeah, this is my actual
my
live lounge.
Mine. After nearly 10 years.
Not yours, Sigala. No. Or you, Matoma. No. Or you, Medusa.
Yeah. More to the point. Yeah. Mine.
Mine.
Yeah, feels great. Good. And I'm sure we can think of some inspirational songs. I'm thinking I Have the Tiger.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Let's do that.
Radio 1's Step
to Everest. Right, so listener Phil is currently climbing the stairs at Radio 1. There's a lot of them for sport relief. This week he's climbing the height of Everest using stairs only. Chris Stark, Becky Hill, where are you and where's Phil?
Okay, we're by the stairs right now. Phil is somewhere down the stairs. Don't know kind of where, because obviously this is a big building, isn't it? There are a lot of stairs here. So Phil is somewhere making his way up the stairs. Me and Becky are at the top of the stairs, yeah. Right at the top of the building. But he'll be able to hear anything that we do, I assume, just because, you know, it echoes around. What are you saying, Becky?
I'm saying that when I was a small child, I fell down the stairs. So this is causing me quite a lot of anxiety. Please go safely, please.
Be safe,
please,
brother.
Please be all right, Phil.
Okay, Phil's actually just making his way up to the top. I must say, he's got very little support around him here. Yeah, though expected sort of crowds of people cheering him along. He's just kind of getting on with it.
Well, it's been a long time now, do you know what I mean?
It has been, yes. Okay, Phil, well, it's good to see you, mate.
Yeah, thanks, mate. I appreciate that. Thanks for that support, by the way, as well. It was massive.
It's all good. Yeah. Now, I don't want you to ham it up, but I do think you should be a tiny bit more out of breath for this thing, you know, because it sounds like, you know, you're going up and down the stairs. Yeah. So at least just whilst you're on the radio, just make sure it sounds, because you'll get more money from it, you know.
Yeah, I've only actually just seen you walk up one flight of stairs.
I can prove it. I can do a few if you, you know, get a bit of...
Just be careful of your knees.
Yeah, okay.
Becky's really worried about his knees.
I'm really worried. Are you sure you're going to be all right?
Fine,
okay, great.
Okay, Scott, what would you like us to do?
All right, well, what have you got in your arsenal?
I'm with pop legend Becky Hill. It makes sense that we sing some sort of motivational songs towards him. Me and Becky were walking towards the stairs and we had a couple of ideas on the way. Yep. We've not rehearsed, we've not warmed up, but we'll just go for it. And the idea is, I think, Phil, that we'll just jazz up a couple of your runs up and down the stairs a bit, you know, keep you going.
I've got an idea. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. True. Always gonna be an uphill battle. I think this might help Phil along a bit. Ain't about how fast I get
there. Ain't about what's waiting. Do you know this one, Becky? Yeah. It's the climb.
I've got a bit of an idea. I think we should change some of these lyrics. So there's always going to be another staircase.
Yes.
I'm always going to want to make it move.
See? This is why you get paid to do this.
Yeah. The big bucks.
So, this is where you get the big bucks. Chris, I'm not being rude, do you have to sing?
I'm not really that fussed about singing.
Just do some humming BVs, yeah?
I'll be Becky's BVs.
Yeah. Air grabs.
Any day.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this.
Here we go.
Out of breath, Phil.
There's always gonna be another staircase. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. Ain't about about how fast I get there. He's here now.
Yes, oh. Yes, Phil.
It's the climb.
It was a short climb, but Phil is at the top.
I'm exhausted, struggling to catch my breath here, but thanks for... Oh, man, BAFTA on the way.
Yeah, to be fair, he's laying on the heavy breathing here, Scott,
right.
Just because he had to only climb the very last bit of the stairs here. Do you feel that motivated you at all,
Absolutely.
Phil?
Absolutely, I'm ready to go again now. Yeah, I'm going to carry that with me, those tunes echoing down the staircase. It'll keep me going.
Go, because you've got loads to do, yeah?
You have. You've got to go up these stairs pretty much all day.
Yeah, I've done not even a third.
Oh,
so
Phil.
I'm going to press on.
Keep going, mate. Just keep beasting it. Get the stairs in and just think about how fit you're going to be afterwards as well.
Very kind of you, thank you.
Becky, any words of support for Phil?
I was just thinking how rich your knee doctor's going to be, but I'm going to give you a fiver right now.
Oh,
yeah, why not? Sport relief and yeah, man, you've done an amazing job.
Keep going, right. Phil.
Well done, Phil.
Keep going, Phil. Keep going, Phil.
And remember, if you want to support Phil by making a donation to Sport Relief, you can by donating £5 by texting the word CLIMB to 70205. Text will cost £5 plus your standard network message charge. 100% of your donation will go to Sport Relief. You've got to be 16 or over. Ask the bill payer's permission. Full terms and conditions at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know how it works on a Tuesday. We call businesses with LOL names. Here's some we've done in the past.
Hello, Camel Towing.
Hello, Blow Me Hairdressing. How can I help?
Blow Me Hairdressing?
Blow Me, yeah.
Blow Me.
Good morning, Skinny Dicks Halfway In. How can I help?
Good afternoon, Michael's Limited.
No way.
Hello, Lee speaking. Happy to sit on your face.
Good afternoon, Kent Rugwash.
Sorry, just to check I've got the right number. Who am I calling?
You're calling Kent Rugwash?
Incredible.
Good afternoon, Celtic Tossers.
Hello.
Hello, the only way is erect.
Good afternoon, Busy Fingers, Love Lane, Siren Tester.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, this is funny business. We make one call each. I found a business with a fantastic name for Chris to call. He's done the exact same for me. The rules, you cannot laugh. We have to remain poker-faced throughout. Chris, you are up first.
One.
Good afternoon, Beefy Flaps.
Hello, is your business called Beefy Flaps?
Yes, yes it is.
Oh, wow. What is it you do?
We do mud flaps for vans, commercial vehicles, trailers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the bit above the wheel on the car.
Yes, or the back of lorries, they go the full width, left to right. What was you looking for?
Sorry, this call's a bit weird. So, basically, I just wanted to... I heard your business name, Beefy Flaps...
Okay.
And because I'm a little bit childish, I found it very funny, so just wanted to find out a little bit more about it.
Yep, ask away.
Well, there are questions. If the bit above the wheel is called the mud flap, which I didn't know, why is the business named Beefy Flaps?
Well, didn't really want to call the company Mud Flaps, did we?
What, because it sounds rude?
What, mud flaps? No, it hasn't got quite the same ring to it as Beefy Flaps, has it?
No. Come on. So do you get many questions about the business itself?
No, not really. We've been established the last 7 years. Everyone knows us and yeah.
Yeah, everyone knows what they're getting with Beefy Flaps.
Oh, yes. They know the nice, they've got a nice depth on their flaps, anything like that.
And if I ever need this for my car, I can come find you. And where are you based?
We're in North Shields, Newcastle.
Oh, okay. All right, keep up the good work.
Cheers.
Cheers, bye.
Bye.
Has he gone?
Gone, yeah.
Gone. Does he? Surely
he
knows.
I don't think he understands it, no.
Surely he knows.
Also, how did you not know it's called a mud flap?
I didn't know the thing above the car wheel was a mud flap.
Oh, I see, I did, and I know nothing about cars.
Yeah, but your dad is a second-hand car salesman.
That is true.
Although he doesn't like to be called that, does he?
No, but he is.
But he is.
Yeah. Good one, Beefy Flaps there.
Beefy Flaps, yeah, good
up
work,
in the,
Scott.
In the northeast. I hope you enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Okay, hit me with mine.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Miss. What are you saying?
Hello?
Hello.
What's the name of the company?
Muffwash Detailing.
Hello, Muffwash.
How are you?
I'm very good. How's your afternoon?
Busy.
Is it? What you been doing?
Been muffwashing.
Okay. And what is that exactly, please?
We are a detailing company, so it's car cleaning.
So you clean cars?
Well, we do muff waxing, if you want your car waxing. We can do muff buffing, so polishing of your car. But it's the whole thing. It's a very in-depth process.
But why is it called muff?
Because I'm called muff, unfortunately.
I apologise. So you're the muff man?
Something like that. Or muffin man, as I get sometimes.
Okay, so I'm speaking to Mr. Muff. First name?
Daniel.
Daniel Muff. Nice to meet you.
And you.
And whereabouts your company?
We're in Wilmslow, in Cheshire.
Oh, nice. Nice area.
Very nice part of the world.
All right, well, it's good to speak to you. I just wanted to check out what you do. And next time I'm, if I'm ever that posh enough to get to that area.
If you ever need a muff wash, you've got my number.
Thanks, Dan Muff.
See you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Mr. Muff there.
Yeah, he's just embraced his own name there. See what he's done. Family business, family pride.
You might as well go for it if you're called Muff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go in or go home.
It needs to be on your terms.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, I'm about to play our tune of the week, which we like a lot, from 220 Kid and Gracie. Don't understand what's going on in social media right now, but I'm kind of, I'm up for it.
He keeps sending weird stuff, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Weird videos.
There seems to be a dog that is a pug doing a fist bump on there today, all to celebrate him having Tune of the Week, which he is thrilled about on this show.
Actually, he doesn't need to do all that because the tune is wicked. I think one of the tunes of the week of the year, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
He slid into the DMs yesterday. Can I tell you what he said? Because I'm intrigued by this.
Oh, yeah, he's been messaging me a lot as well, just saying how thrilled he is. Oh, and also, his mum heard it on the radio yesterday and cried. Oh, I love that when it has that effect on people, you
How
know?
Nice is that? So he said all these lovely things, and we appreciate it. It's very nice to say.
I think when you get played on Radio 1, it's like, Mum, you know that job, that weird job I've been doing for a few years and not getting that much money? This is it?
Yeah.
And then they get it because it's on the radio.
That's cool. One of the messages he sent me, he says, don't think Scott realises it as I was blonde back then. But ask if he remembers getting, and then another word for wavy, with me and my dad, who looks like Jerry Springer, on his mum's birthday a few years back. So
that's not him.
Yeah. So he's saying, let's break this down. So why was he and his dad out with you on your mum's birthday?
No, what it
Do
was.
Do you know him?
No. That's so mad. Right, so I remember this clearly. I was out for dinner with my mum, and it was her birthday maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and I can't remember how we got chatting, but we did, because I think I said to the bloke, oh, you look like Jerry Springer. And is that his dad?
That's his dad.
All right.
Yeah.
And then Jerry brought us a few drinks afterwards, and we just chilled for a bit.
So what's happened here? Because essentially, your mum could have ended up with 220 Kid's dad.
Yeah,
and
well,
you could have been brothers. With 220
I can't get my head around the fact that that's the same person.
Imagine.
Yeah, we just had a real nice chat and that's him, is it?
Yeah, this is the tune of the week.
Well, like, what are the chances of that?
I know.
Okay, so here's 220 Kid. His dad looks just like Jerry Springer. Very generous, though. Does buy you a drink. And with Gracie, this is Don't Need Love, Tune of the Week.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Right, I feel like I know everything about John. I just chatted to him. He's had a couple of days off because it's his birthday and he's about to walk the dog. Am I right, John?
You are right there.
Okay, so what did you do
John's
for your birthday?
we went out on in Stratford for Pubs Not Clubs. Just
okay.
Big group of lads.
Little crawl, was it?
Pardon?
Little pub crawl.
Yeah, it's a little pub crawl, about 3 or 4 pubs.
When was it your birthday?
Pardon?
When was your birthday?
Saturday it was.
Saturday, okay.
Saturday.
It's
my birthday.
It's John's birthday.
It's John's birthday. Don't kiss who you like, thank you. Not at the moment. And wash your hands.
So is this Stratford upon Avon that you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Shakespeare's gaff.
Yeah, that the board, yeah, all that.
You're bard.
I'd like to imagine quite a poetic bar crawl there with Shakespeare and the boys.
Right. I don't have a few references about.
Yeah. No. John, who do you normally pick on bangers when you hear it?
Usually I'm with Chris.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try and change your mind right now, John.
Little Mix,
yeah, that's right. Why are you laughing, John?
Little Mix isn't my thing.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but yeah.
It is a little bit muffled, John.
I think he said Little Mix are the best pop group in the world, so yeah. I think I'm good here.
It is a good song. I went pop, but like old school pop, for my banger choice today. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, I would. Can we just appreciate what a good pop song this is? Yes.
We've basically heard it now.
You were going to say?
That's most of it.
My banger choice, John?
Yeah,
Gwen Stefani.
What do you think of what do you think of Gwen Stefani, John? Excellent. Good. Glad you like her. All right, so those are your two choices.
Yeah. I think I'm going with Chris again, Gwen Stefani.
Go on there, John.
I think that was Gwen Stefani. Was it Gwen Stefani?
Yeah, it was Gwen Stefani.
I thought so.
I urge you, noughts and crosses alike, to protect your identity.
Have you fallen head over heels for noughts and crosses? Feed your infatuation with Obsessed with Noughts and Crosses, hosted by me, Kelechi Okafor. We chat about the iconic story and its transition from page to screen with exclusive behind-the-scenes insight from the stars of the show.
Our children deserve a better future than our past.
Join us as we dive deep into Albion, a world where love is never black and white.
Obsessed with
Noughts and Crosses,
the podcast.
Download and subscribe on BBC Sounds.
Totally fair. What a great track.
You loving it?
Yeah, really good.
Gwen Stefani, fair. Sweet Escape. It's a good banger choice.
You say that reminds you of listening to Radio 1 when, ages ago?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just one of those songs. That, you know, there's certain songs that you just associate with listening to your favourite radio station. That's when I used to love listening to Radio 1. I just remember always hearing that song.
Way before my time, obviously.
Way before your time.
Gwen Stefani and The Sweet Escape wins bangers today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so I went to see Parasite the other night. Have you heard of this? The Korean film that won, like, loads of Oscars?
Yes, I've heard of it. I've heard a lot of good things.
First non-English film in history to win the award for Best Picture. Now, I'm not really into the Oscars. Like, we're not filmy people at all, are we? But
no.
Because it dominated the Oscars this year, I was kind of intrigued to see it. So I went the other night. It's like... it's a comedy drama. It's really good. It's so good. It's a comedy drama about this poor family who managed to quite cleverly take over the household of a really rich Korean family. So they kind of infiltrate their house and get jobs there.
Whenever someone describes a film, I always think it sounds rubbish.
Right, okay, but it is.
It sounds rubbish.
Poor family, infiltrate a rich family's home, get loads of cash.
But it's, you got to be there situation.
Yeah, like, right. So, okay, so it's in Korean, all right, the whole way through. The boyfriend wasn't keen. He's like, oh, well, don't want to go to cinema and have to read. Might as well read a book.
I feel totally the same. Because think about it, you've just got to be there and you it's too much concentration, you're going to relax.
Well, no, I know it really puts some people off. Like, there'll be a lot of people now going, well, I wouldn't ever go and watch something with subtitles. Honestly, it's my new favourite thing. I've asked a few people here about this and they're like, well... the thing is, I can't give the acting or the performers my full attention because I'm watching the bottom of the screen all the time.
Yeah.
I am now well into subtitles. So I was saying this to someone last night. If anyone else has any other suggestions, let me know. Someone suggested another one for me. What's not to love about this? Okay. It's called Toy Boy on Netflix. Sophie, are you with me?
Yes!
Okay. Right. It's all in Spanish. Okay. It's set in the Costa del Sol. It's a Spanish crime drama about a group of male strippers. Ridiculously hot cast. It's like Magic Mike with a bit of crime.
Yeah, but you're not watching it because you're watching the subtitles, surely.
Here's the trailer. I'm going to, like, because this is radio and you can't see subtitles, I'm going to do the English bit for you. So this is what would be at the bottom of the screen, okay? Imagine your greatest desire.
Sexo.
Parties.
Fiesta.
Sex. Money.
Yo lo tengo todo.
I have it all.
Me llamo.
My name is
Beltran.
Hugo Beltran. And I'm a male stripper. Come on. Come on, don't tell me you're not interested.
No,
in Spanish.
I love you doing the subtitles.
Scott Mills, Radio 1's.
Step to Everest.
Okay, so loads of people are getting active and doing their bit to raise money through the power of sport this year for sport relief. We asked you what you wanted to do to fundraise so we could supersize your challenge. Phil, a teacher from Staffordshire, got in touch with Radio 1, always wanted to climb Mount Everest, so he is. But using stairs in the UK...
It is good, this. As you said, so many people step up for sport relief that what I really like about what we're doing with Phil here is just sort of zooming in on one person, into Phil there, who's doing his bit, and we're getting involved and following him and supporting him and helping him on his way.
Phil...
Hi.
Are you still on the Radio 1 stairs?
I'm still in the stairs, yeah. Yeah, still in the stairs at the moment.
And you, are you bored out of your mind?
You know what? I'm not bored because my mind is occupied with how taxing the challenge is and how it's a lot harder than I actually anticipated. I was definitely arrogant at the beginning. I didn't think that kind of less than 2 days in I would be feeling like I do, with pains in all sorts of places.
Yeah, you're doing what I often do. This is the kind of idea I have in the pub and think, yeah, that'll be fine.
I could do that. Yeah.
And then actually what you're doing now is you're committed, and good on you for committing fully, but now it's actually a little bit painful. And also, yeah, you're in that stairwell where I'm at my most... I go there to contemplate sometimes. You
do
know
you?
What? I've had some very deep thoughts in that stairwell.
Yeah.
Because it's a quiet part of Radio 1, so I go there. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it. And then get on with whatever it is that we had to do. Remember the Lolathon? I went there when I felt almost broken.
Right. Now...
Yeah, there's a lot of thinking to be done, you know. And when I'm going up and down these stairs, it's like you're thinking about a lot. But the challenge in front of me is so daunting. When I think about it, I'm nearly 2 days in and, you know, and there's still so much to climb.
So much. I mean, I hate to say that, but there is. By the end of today, you should have, if we're on track, climbed the height of Scarfield Pike, Ben Nevis and Snowdon on top of each other. That's bonkers.
Yeah, when you put it like that, it is bonkers. Yeah,
talk to me. Yeah, go on. Talk to me about
Can we just very quickly say as well, Scott, you should be really proud of how you've stepped up to do this. There's no real reason why you do it other than you just want to help a good cause.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you know what I mean? You've really gone for it with this.
Yeah, I'm not getting any personal gain from this, really and truthfully. You know, certainly physically, it's quite the opposite.
Yeah, but Phil, you're saving lives out there, you know?
That's the plan, hopefully.
So, we're going to give you the number in a minute, but it's starting to really hurt now. Talk to me about your hams. Yeah. How are your hams?
Well, the hams, they're not too bad. My main concern is the knee, but the physio, who just spent a good 20 minutes sort of dragging me round the stairs... he thinks they're all connected and they're all equally inflamed, as it were.
And Phil, what about your glutes?
Glutes are good. Yeah, right. He had a good feel of those, actually. He lingered a little.
Oh, I'd pay for that. Right, I've actually managed to gather some messages from the world of celebrity to give you a little boost, okay,
Come
Phil?
On, this is going to be amazing.
All right,
come on.
We'll do it next.
Scott Mills.
Jamie says, good luck, Phil. I know you can do this. Have just donated my £5. I'll tell you how to do that in a minute, but... Phil's doing a mad thing here. He's not even got to go abroad. But he is climbing the equivalent of Everest. But he's currently in the Radio 1 stairwell. Bleak.
It is, yeah.
Phil.
Yeah.
Luckily, I've got a few things here to give you a bit of a boost, all right?
Good. I need it, Scott, honestly, because I've just been told that there's For the rest of today, there's 192 flights of stairs to go. Now, I just looked at the time as well, and it's nearly 3:30 now. Ordinarily, as a teacher, I would be finishing in the next 5-10 minutes. I would be going home, and that would be the end of my day. But I'm still 24 times up the 8 flights.
I'd like to say, as much as teachers do finish early, they do start early too. Thank you.
Oh yes, we work incredibly hard.
I know that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've had a scrabble around, Phil, and none other than, well, British almost royalty, Mary Berry, for you here.
Oh, we're so proud of you,
Phil.
And you're going to win, and we're all behind you. Good luck.
Mary Berry there.
Amazing.
This is the Radio 1 difference right here, Phil. This is why we've got involved with your challenge. This is how we supersize here.
Then we put
see that.
We put a call out to Ollie Mears. Obviously busy with The Voice at the moment. Is that still on? Anyway, busy. But still took time out of his schedule.
Hi, I'm Ollie Mears.
Best of luck, Phil.
Have a super day.
Ollie Mears there.
Amazing.
Got Drake. We got Drake! Right? Wow. This is the Radio 1 difference. Wouldn't get this on the other one, would you? The C word?
No.
And they got Drake.
What's up? This is Drake. Wishing
Phil.
Good luck. You know what time it is. Come on in.
Phil.
Yep.
Come on, Phil.
Ollie from Years and Years stepped up.
This is Ollie from Years and Years wishing you the best of luck. I'm sure you're going to be amazing. And don't worry if you make mistakes. I make mistakes daily. When I play piano on stage, I'm actually pretty terrible, but I get away with it. So whatever you do, it's going to be better than that and you'll be amazing. So best of luck. And yeah, I can't wait to hear it. Bye.
Ollie there.
Cheers,
Ollie Alexander.
Cheers.
From Years and Years. You feeling boosted yet, Phil?
Yeah, absolutely. My morale has just shot higher.
Good.
Higher than the stairs I'm climbing.
Well, here's the big one. Chris Martin has only gone and done a song. Right, here's Chris Martin.
Unlike him to step in.
I know. Unlike him to poke his nose in. But here he is.
Well, he's heading off on his final leg. If you want to help him, then text the word
climb
to 70205. 70205. It doesn't really matter if you don't like him. You got to respect all that climbing. If you want
Phil.
To stay alive, take
70205. Don't know why I didn't finish it. Probably busy. Putting some more patchwork on his jeans. Anyway, so if you would like to support Phil's efforts by making a donation to Sport Relief, you can donate £5 by texting the word climb to 70205. Guys, if it's good enough for Mary Berry, Ollie Mears, Drake, Ollie from Years and Years, and Chris Martin, then you can pick up your phone and donate too. Text costs £5 plus your standard network message rate, and 100% of your donation will go to Sport Relief. It's a good cause. So pick up your phone just once and do it and feel good about yourself. You've got to be 16 or over. Please do ask the bill payer's permission. He's literally already climbed Scarfell, Ben Nevis and Snowdon and gone literally nowhere. It's getting bleak now. Full terms and conditions, more information or to donate any amount you can or would like to, visit bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Yeah, and thank you to everyone listening to this that has been donating, and it keeps Phil going, doesn't it?
It started out
as something a bit funny, perhaps, and just an idea to raise money for Sport Relief, but it is actually tricky what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of time for you, Phil. Big respect.
Oh, thanks, guys. Thank you. Yeah, and honestly, the donations are just what's making it all so worthwhile, so please, please, please keep giving, please.
Thank you, Phil.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I just don't understand why some people just can't be happy for us, you know? If Phil falls for those messages, he's a mug. Chris Martin was for when Greg did his climb. I don't know who you are, but be off with you.
The guys are raising money for Sport Relief.
Right.
Just called him a mug.
If he believes that, he's a mug. Yes, it did sound similar to a song that Chris Martin did do for one of Greg's challenges, but just let Phil have it, do you know what I mean? He's approaching that dark place where he's still got a long way to climb.
Exactly, he's tired. I'm sure he'll just believe those. It's fine. It's good enough for him. You know?
He
it's
totally bought it.
Yeah.
Even bought the Mary Berry one.
Scott Mills.
I was saying earlier, I'm now well into, after watching the film Parasite, into things with subtitles. I remember, actually, a few years ago, I watched this show called The Bridge, which is all in Swedish. English subtitles, didn't care. thoroughly enjoyed it. So it has happened before, but I'm now back into it. Emma and Lester watches TV, all TV, with subtitles, even if it's not in another language. She says, a girl I work with does it, so I tried it. Now I can't watch TV without them. So it's in English, but she's still got the subtitles on as well.
Okay.
Someone else. My girlfriend always has subtitles switched on when watching normal English programmes on Netflix. Thought it was odd at first. Now I watch everything with subtitles as well. I'm going to try that too.
Scott Mills.
Tomorrow on the show, great news, guys. Bontan, DJ and producer extraordinaire, has finished his acid mix of No Time to Die.